Number 60. George had stolen some money, but the police had caught him and he'd been put in prison. Now his trial was about to begin, and he felt sure that he would be found guilty and sent to prison for a long time. Then he discovered that an old friend of his was one of the members of the jury at his trial. Of course, he didn't tell anybody, but he managed to see his friend secretly one day. He said to him, "Jim, I know that the jury will find me guilty of having stolen the money. I can't hope to be found not guilty of taking it. That would be too much to expect. But I should be grateful to you for the rest of my life if you could persuade the other members of the jury to add a strong recommendation for mercy to their statement that they consider me guilty." "Well, George," answered Jim, "I shall certainly try to do what I can for you as an old friend. But of course I can't promise anything. The other 11 people on the jury look terribly strong-minded to me." George said that he would quite understand if Jim wasn't able to do anything for him, and thanked him warmly for agreeing to help. The trial went on, and at last the time came for the jury to decide whether George was guilty or not. It took them 5 hours, but in the end they found George guilty, with a strong recommendation for mercy. Of course, George was very pleased, but he didn't have a chance to see Jim for some time after the trial. At last, however, Jim visited him in prison, and George thanked him warmly and asked him how he'd managed to persuade the other members of the jury to recommend mercy. "Well, George," Jim answered, "as I thought, those 11 men were very difficult to persuade, but I managed it in the end by tiring them out. Do you know, those fools had all wanted to find you not guilty."
One. Why had George been put in prison? Two. What did he think? Three. What did he discover then? Four. What did he say to his friend secretly? Five. What did he thank him warmly for? Six. How many hours did it take the jury to decide whether George was guilty or not? Seven. What was the sentence on George? Eight. How did he feel? Nine. When Jim visited him in prison, what did George ask him? Ten. What did Jim answer?